Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. You know that feeling when you're facing a challenge and it feels like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like, man, I could really use an extra hand right now. Well, guess what? That's totally okay. And in fact, reaching out for help isn't just okay, it's actually incredibly smart. It's a sign of strength, not weakness. Think about it like this. Even the strongest oak tree needs strong roots to stand tall. We humans are no different. We have these incredible minds and bodies, but sometimes we hit bumps in the road that require extra support. Whether it's a personal struggle, a work dilemma, or just feeling overwhelmed by life's chaos, seeking help is like adding those crucial supporting branches to your own tree of life. So today, let's dive into the power of asking for help, a key Stoic principle that's often overlooked in our modern world. Here are five things you need to remember. First, acknowledging your limitations isn't a failure, it's a victory. It takes courage to admit when you need support. We all have blind spots and areas where we struggle. Recognizing those is the first step towards growth and improvement. Imagine trying to build a house without admitting you need an electrician or plumber disaster waiting to happen, right? Second, help comes in many forms. Don't limit yourself to just friends and family. There are professionals out there, therapists, coaches, mentors who are trained to offer guidance and support tailored to your specific needs. It's like having a GPS for your personal journey. They can help you navigate those tricky paths and find the best route forward. Third, asking for help doesn't mean giving up control. You're not handing over the reins of your life, you're simply inviting someone to share the load and offer their expertise. Think of it like a team effort. Everyone has unique skills and perspectives that contribute to the bigger picture. Fourth, remember that helping others is also a powerful form of self-care. Offering support to those in need can bring a sense of purpose and connection, reminding us that we're all part of something bigger than ourselves. It's like giving back to the community, it makes everyone stronger and more resilient. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help even when you think you should be able to handle things on your own. Sometimes, pushing through alone can lead to burnout and resentment. Remember, there's no shame in needing a little extra support. It takes courage to admit you need help, but it's the bravest thing you can do for yourself and those around you. Ever felt like you were drowning in stress? Like everything was piling up and you just couldn't keep your head above water? Well, I remember this one time when my brother and I were trying to build a treehouse ambitious project, right? We thought we had it all figured out, but things quickly went sideways. The wood wouldn't cooperate, the hammer kept slipping, and our vision started to crumble faster than a poorly constructed fort. We both felt like giving up, convinced we were totally incapable of finishing this project. But then my dad stepped in. He didn't scoff at our struggle or tell us to man up, he just calmly offered his expertise. He showed us how to measure correctly, use the tool safely, and even had some cool tips for making the treehouse more stable. His help wasn't about doing everything for us, it was about guiding us, sharing his knowledge, and reminding us that we were capable of finishing what we started. We learned so much from him that day, not just about building a treehouse but also about the importance of seeking help when needed. So remember, folks, there's no shame in asking for help, it's a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to admit your limitations and recognize that you don't have all the answers. But by reaching out, accepting support, and learning from others, we can navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and achieve amazing things together. Now go out there and spread the Stoic love. Don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First, rate us 5 stars, and share this episode with your friends and family. Let's keep building each other up and making the world a little bit better, one supportive conversation at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.